The learning objectives for Unit 11, Health IT in the Future, are as follows. By the end of this unit, the student will be able to speculate on the relationship between HIT and health reform in any form, whether it be the Accountable Care Act, consumer lobbying, financial mandates, or whatever. The second objective is to suggest alternative designs for usable HIT. And it deliberately does not address the quote-unquote user. How can we possibly begin to address this objective without defining who the user is? How can we make HIT supportive if we don't specifically focus on a targeted user group? Well, this objective is not designed to address just one user group. Over the past 11 units, we have discussed a variety of users, clinicians, patients, families, just to name a few. Anyway, the goal of this objective is to encourage you to think in the abstract at first, and then begin to narrow down based on who your customer is. So we hope that over the course of all these materials, that you have a better awareness of how to identify your user base, how to begin to understand their needs, and how to support their needs with usable and supportive HIT. The third objective is for students to be able to hypothesize about how HIT may intersect with publicly available data to improve health, such as point of sale data, weather data, geographic information system data, food sources, and the like. And then finally, we would like for students to think out of the box and predict avenues of future innovation in HIT. I mean, what does this have to do with the image of the iPhone that's there at the top of the slide? Well, just stay tuned.